It's Thursday, August 21, 2025.
So this is climate change, Michael.
In short, it is.
Spain battles its worst wildfire season on record. Yes, intensified by man-made climate change. The world is drying out, threatening humanity's supply of fresh water. Plus,
all the climate science and all of the other priorities that the last administration had at NASA, we're going to move aside.
Acting administrator wants NASA to give up climate science.
All of those stories and more straight ahead from BrandBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
And all of the science that we do is going to be directed towards exploration, which is the mission of NASA, to explore, not to do all of these earth sciences.
Well, that's strange. Transportation Secretary, acting NASA administrator, and former MTV Road Rules star Sean Duffy, the NASA mission statement actually reads, and I quote, "to explore, use, and enable the development of space for human enterprise and to advance scientific knowledge and understanding of the Earth," and also, quote, "we study the Earth as a planet and as a system to understand global change, enabling the world to address environmental issues." Other than that, you're totally on the money, Road Rules boy. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, let me take a guess. More climate-related disasters across the globe.
Yes, unfortunately. Spain is calling in the military to battle its most destructive wildfire season on record. Wildfires there have burned more than 1,400 square miles so far this year.
Square miles?
Yes, exacerbated by a prolonged, deadly 16-day heat wave with searing temperatures topping 113 degrees Fahrenheit that officials estimate has caused more than 1,000 deaths. Mm. Yes, man-made climate change driven by the burning of fossil fuels is intensifying wildfires across the entire Northern Hemisphere, according to Dr. Michael Mann on the BBC.
Summer after summer, we're seeing hotter conditions. We're seeing more extensive drought, summer drought, over large parts of North America and Europe. And it's not rocket science. You make it hot, you make it dry, you get these sorts of wildfires.
Oh, don't tell Sean Duffy it's not rocket science.
And the world itself is drying out, losing fresh water at unprecedented and accelerating rates. Using NASA satellite data, scientists at Arizona State University found that since 2002, the Northern Hemisphere has lost unprecedented amounts of fresh water, driven by climate change through extreme heat and drought, plus unmitigated extraction of groundwater. So much groundwater is now being pumped out that its runoff is one of the biggest contributors to global sea level rise. 75% of the world's population will face a decline in water supply, with enormous consequences for water security, food production, and increased risk of conflict and instability. The researchers called for urgent action to address both climate change and unsustainable water use. Here in the U.S., one of the countries that is drying out, reality TV show star turned transportation secretary and acting NASA administrator Sean Duffy announced late last week he wants the agency to step back from climate science to focus on space exploration.
Mm-hmm.
NASA's Earth Science Program is the world's largest provider of climate and weather data. Abandoning it would violate the 1958 law that created NASA, which specifically mandates the study of earth science. It's part of the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle federal scientific research.
Well, who knew it was part of NASA's mission to study Earth? Oh, I guess the acting administrator Sean Duffy didn't.
But some better news. Despite the repeal of federal EV manufacturing tax incentives by the Trump administration and Republicans, Ford Motor Company announced it is doubling down on electric vehicle manufacturing in the U.S. to compete with China.
Good.
Ford CEO Jim Farley says the company has innovated a revolutionary modular EV design, enabling a triple assembly line process and cheaper battery materials that significantly reduces manufacturing time and costs.
Cool.
Ford says it will create thousands of new jobs across the country for the new system and two new battery plants.
Also cool.
Good news, the Trump administration has reluctantly agreed to restore funding to states that it had frozen for building out a national network of high-speed EV chargers under the Biden-era Inflation Reduction Act.
Also good. Is he okay?
Finally, out here in Southern California, one of the nation's largest solar plus battery storage power plants is now online in Mojave. The plant will provide 7% of total electricity requirements for the city of Los Angeles, including after sunset, clean, emissions-free, and much of it at a record low price.
But Fox News said that is not possible.
And they're wrong.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. We are off next week until after the Labor Day holiday. Please have a safe one. Until then, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. See you.